Before the polls had closed in 2000, mistaken reports about a presumed winner in the presidential election prompted some not to vote. They assumed the race was already decided. For that reason, Wisconsin may prevent election clerks from releasing results from that particular race. Julietta Henry oversees results for the city of Milwaukee. She says it would just be a matter of making changes to computer software.
Whatever the state statute tells us to do, obviously we're going to abide by that law. So if that's the way they want it, then that's no big deal for us.
In Dane County, Clerk Joe Parisi says the proposal to hold off on presidential results until West Coast polls are closed is generally a sound theory. That way, voters aren't influenced by others' decisions. But counties may have to bear the cost of any computer changes necessary. Plus, Parisi notes that voters used to getting quick election results might not like waiting.
So we would have to tackle those technical issues, and we would probably also be dealing with people maybe not being too happy that they have to wait until 10 o'clock to hear the presidential results.
How effective such a law would be depends on other states delaying the release of presidential results. Kevin Kennedy is executive director of Wisconsin's Elections Board.
If it catches on, particularly in the East Coast, it'll make a big difference because that's where a significant number of the population resides. If Wisconsin does it alone, obviously it won't have an impact, but it wasn't enacted simply in a vacuum. You know, this was part of a national study and evaluation of how can we attack this problem as it's perceived.
There have been national reforms suggested to avoid the uncertainty of declaring a presidential winner before all the votes are in. Consistent poll hours across different time zones is one. However, that and other reforms have not gone far. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.